It's Tuesday, and after a monstrous weekend of sport, we've got to find out what our armchair expert thought about all of it. Tom Fury, how are you, mate?
Armchair didn't matter this week, Bear. I was up and out of the armchair, constantly screaming at the telly.
So who made you happy then?
Well, look, and it was a big success, the women's AFL, the women's league, the grand final held in Adelaide, and Brisbane beat them. Brisbane are quite good these days at major competitions, maybe not good at the ins and outs of the weekly grind.
Well, I think that's fair to say when it comes to the Broncos. Also, just touching on AFL locally, the Muswellbrook Cats women's team had a victory first round of the season. They defeated Batow Bay 21-7.
Oh, nice stuff, eh?
Yep, very happy with that. And they were all very chuffed and pleased when I spoke to them on Saturday. So who's sad today?
Well, look, this is why I was out of the chair, mate. I've given up throwing the remote at the telly. I threw the armchair at the telly. Saturday night, one of the greatest finishes to a rugby league game you'd ever want to see. But who would want to be a coach? Who would want to be Maguire from the West Tigers?
Michael Maguire, I think, is a little cursed at the moment. His team finally stood up and put out a great performance, only to lose it in extra time to a try that some thought may have been knocked on, in which case Luke Brooks picked it up, ran 100 metres to go the other way, and the referee blew that as a try. Then it went up to the video ref, Tom.
Yeah, it was an amazing sequence. And let's firstly congratulate the referee, because he's in the motion of giving Burgess the try.
Yes.
But then he's realised, I better not do this, because Brooks is going down the other end of the field.
Yeah. Well,
he has held off. He's done the right thing. Then we've got the fabulous footage of Maguire, who's pretty confident Burgess is knocked on, till he sees the footage, and then he's basically said something that rhymes with clucking bell.
And at that point, he's looking into the abyss. Did you see the look in his face?
It was
desolate.
Yeah. You know, people have a go at coaches and say, oh, he doesn't know what he's doing. That guy has been through everything in the first six rounds of the season. Absolutely everything.
I think for his own safety, maybe they should let him go, because you imagine how he's going to be by October.
We're letting you go for your own health, your own good.
All right, who's red-eyed today?
We'll make it quick. We're going back to the Olympics. Come on. Bear and I keep saying it can't happen. We're like two guys who've been dragged into a wedding by our wives, and we're thinking, look, those two are going to split up before the day. I'm telling you, don't buy a present. Don't press my suit. They're not going to make it to the day.
We're the two old Muppets up in the up watching the stage, and we're telling the Olympics it's not going to happen. Don't bother. It's not going to go.
Yeah. There's just too many hurdles. Just come on. Don't force me to go to that wedding.
What were the name of those Muppets? Waldorf, and I can't remember the other one. Anyway.
Flatler.
There you go. And finally, who's looking towards the future?
Look, Knights fans, basically, if you watched the game last Thursday, the Broncos put up a fabulous effort against the Panthers. It's the Knights' turn this Thursday night. Let's see what the Knights are worth.
Do they have it in them, or was that just the Penrith Panthers' first off night for the season, and yet they still managed to pull out a victory?
Well, you know, I really hate that. Oh, anyone could beat anyone on their day. I don't like that rubbish. I don't like it in any sport. Mm. Basically, turn up, do what you're being coached to do, put in an effort, and let's see what we get.
Yes. So we're going back to talking about the Tigers, are we?
Oh, you're cruel.
Well, I'm not too sure I'll be picking the Knights, but I certainly hope they put up a good fight against the Panthers. And looking forward to talking more sport with you next Tuesday. Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, I should have a new armchair by then. See ya, mate.